Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
All right, some news here, Clint and Tyler and the people, if you're just jumping in with this. D'Amico Ryans, he spoke on In the Loop earlier today. C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie, they remain in the NFL concussion protocol. And D'Amico said to the media today, when C.J. Stroud is out of protocol, C.J. will be our starter. Aaron Wilson goes on to say that both Stroud and Petrie are expected to clear and play against the Indianapolis Colts in this big game. All right, Clint, as we do, we expect to see CJ back. And when you think about CJ returning, Clint, what comes to mind in your head with him missing the last three games and three quarters? What's in your mind as he comes back against the Indianapolis Colts?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I'm stoked to get our starting quarterback back. We've seen some improvement in O-line play. We've seen some improvement in, obviously, the skill position stepping up. We've seen the OC obviously improve. Woody Marks getting more run. So I'm excited to see what it looks like with our starting quarterback in C.J. Stroud. So I'm excited about it. Now, here's the reality of the situation. Anytime your backup comes in and plays, and your backup plays well, and the team wins, and the head coach says, boy, our team responded to said backup's personality and his ability to stay calm and all of those things, and all of that attributes to winning, there then is, whether you want to admit it or not, there then is a ton of pressure on that starting quarterback with higher expectations that's supposed to be the better player. There is a ton of pressure on that guy when he's plugged back in to play well and win ball games. And this is, again, one of those moments that we'll learn about C.J. Stroud. We'll learn who C.J. Stroud is. We'll learn what he's about. There's obviously the injury and the time away from the game. And then there's also the pressure of the guy that replaced you playing well and winning. Now, what does it look like when you re-enter the fold and re-enter the starting lineup as the quarterback and the guy that's expected to be able to put the cape on if the game demands that, and be able to make decisions and lead and communicate? What does the team look like when you're plugged back in? And I think that is a ton of pressure. This isn't a Davis Mills versus C.J. Stroud. This isn't a Davis Mills should be the starter. It's none of that. That's all silly. At this point, Davis has stood up at a podium and said, hey, look, C.J.'s the starter. I'm the backup. I just try to go out there and do my job the best of my ability. Nobody, including Davis, thinks that he's going to be the starting quarterback for this team moving forward, right? So it's not that conversation. It's just the simple reality that when somebody's backup, whether it's football or radio or whatever, when somebody's backup gets in, does really well, and there's a way to tell immediately, like wins and losses and points on a scoreboard, that guy did well, and the team follows him, and the team takes on their demeanor, there's immediate pressure to step in there and be better than that guy. In this case, just be as good as that guy and win football games. And so I think there's a ton of pressure on C.J. Stroud to get back in there and take ownership of this thing.
Yeah, I just think it's natural that we are going to see a lot of people in the fan base, I think, fairly looking at everything that is going on around you. You talked about the offensive line seems to at least starting to get solidified. I feel like we may cross our fingers, may have the same five guys play that played last week, and on their own, not by injury, be forced really to do that. We may see that solidified. That wasn't happening when he was last here. We've seen what many people, and you've said you've looked at the tape, and tomorrow's a tape drop Tuesday, so we'll see even more about it when we see what they did, especially in that first half against the Bills. But a lot of people believe we're seeing the best Nick Caley we've seen. We have damn sure seen the best Nico Collins that we have seen over the last few games plus with Davis Mills as the quarterback. And I think many people are going to say, all right, well, it should look better.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
With CJ at the helm, he's better than Davis. We should see better things. And we've talked about, there are throws we've seen that we believe CJ would hit, right? That Davis may have missed. And I think the expectation, even though they are playing on the road against the Colts in Kansas City, by the way, two teams that need wins, I think people still expect that it at least looks as good as it did with Davis and really expect it to look better. And I think that is something that he does have to deal with. I don't think he's going to lose his job or anything, but I do think there's going to be more noise if it drops off.
Well, Ron, the interesting thing, and look, the noise is going to, it doesn't, nobody's going to think, you know, where I would go with it is more the intangible stuff. But I mean, and rightfully so, by the way, normal fans and hell, I think even the media to a certain extent isn't going to care about that. But I think it's interesting with this move that it's clearly a intangible thing. You know what I mean? Like nobody in their right mind watches Davis Mills throw the football next to C.J. Stroud and goes, yeah, that's the guy right there. That guy's more talented, right? Whether we're talking about athletically or we're talking about you know, just arm talent, or we're talking about the ability to be that sniper accuracy, or I mean, clearly physically, one guy is significantly better than the other. Now, you get to what we're talking about, and it's about communicating, it's about command, it's about you know, the. I don't think it's coincidence, as I said earlier. I don't think it's coincidence that D'Amico Ryan said, "Look, man, this team fed off of Davis Mills' cool, calm, collected, you know, personality." Like, those are all things that CJ, as a starting quarterback, you got to possess. Those are all things that you got to find a way to make sure that you affect the team that way. And part of being a young quarterback is we don't know. We don't know how he's gonna respond. So it is going to be an interesting watch.
Yeah. All right. As we get to the coaches show coming up behind us, let's get to T-Mill's best bets. If you missed these or you don't remember them, go ahead to Twitter at TMillRealDeal, and you can find his bets to make a little cash. But what you got to get off on a good start this week? What's your best bets, Tyler?
Yes, sir. We got the Panthers at Levi's Stadium taking on the 49ers tonight, Monday Night Football. I got four wagers for you, and here they are. First time on the Panthers with the points. I believe the line has been pretty steady at about 7.5. I teased it just ever so slightly. Panthers +8 tonight against the 49ers. Then I got the under in this game. Again, I teased it a little bit. The over-under, I believe I've seen it at 49.5. I have under 50 between the Panthers and Niners this evening. And then two player props, one from each team. First, I got the running back for the Panthers, Orico's, not Suave, but Dowdle. Under 74.5 rushing yards for the Panthers running back. And then the running back on the other side for the 49ers, Christian McCaffrey. I'm on over 73.5 rushing yards for old C-Mac tonight. Those are your four best bets.
All right. Like the Panthers +8, they just play people tight.
Yeah.
No matter where it is. Like, if you remember, they upset the Packers in Lambeau and played them tight. Christian McCaffrey, man, he's going to get his yards. You just never know where they're coming from. Like, yeah. And so we'll see on that. But I like the Panthers +8, and I do like the under on that. So I like the first two.
Get hot, T. Get hot, baby.
Let's go. I smell a heater.
There it is. He smells a heater.
You do. Somebody smoking in the building?
Yep. Oh, Danny Cannell, he'll be
smoking. Somebody getting high in the building?
Yep. Danny Cannell, he'll be smoking in the building tomorrow. We'll talk to him. Ahead of a big, big game, Texas A&M, a lot of big games, big game for Alabama as well. We'll talk to him tomorrow, so hang out with us. Full show tomorrow. Tyler, great job. Clint, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
Just one look at you.
The plane lands. I got me and Nicholas. We're in an aisle with another gentleman, and then Courtney and the other two are across the aisle. Plane lands. These jackasses start walking themselves through the lane and through the aisle and just park it in the aisle. And I swear to God, it was a guy in a full Texas Longhorn outfit.
I was shocked.
Courtney's on the other side. Ron.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.